During the campaign for St. Petersburg mayor, one of the big topics was the future of the pier. A referendum had stopped the proposed building of a design called the Lens, which left the iconic inverted pyramid a fenced-in shell of itself. What would the mayor of St. Pete do about that? Well, the eventual winner, Democrat Rick Kreisman, made a number of promises about the pier during his campaign, and PolitiFact Florida checked out how he's doing keeping those promises. On a recent Florida Matters, Kreisman admitted that one of the promises he made was pretty ambitious, a new pier by 2015.
Very ambitious. You know, I'm a believer that you set ambitious goals. You may not always achieve them, but if you don't set them, you have no chance of achieving them.
Here to talk about how Mayor Kreisman is doing on achieving his goals on the pier, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Craig.
Josh, sounds like even Mayor Kreisman knows now that a new pier by the end of 2015 ain't going to happen. How'd you rate that promise?
Well, as far as getting it built by 2015, we went to our promise meter, rated that a promise broken. And this comes from his announcement on May 1st that under a new timeline, they weren't going to have a new pier open for the public until 2017.
And that's pretty cut and dried. He said 2015, and now he's bumping it back to 2017. So that is a promise broken. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's right. Designs aren't even due until next year. And so when you figure in construction, I think it was probably just a pretty big bite to take on there.
Josh Kreisman also promised that he would have a task force in place before he even took office in January. Again, it is May now, but you didn't find that to be a promise broken.
No, we actually rated that task force a compromise because, well, he had said that he was going to put it in place before January 2nd. He was going to pick a bunch of community leaders. But, you know, there's a few things on your plate when you become mayor. So he finally did come up with a group and announced it the same day he announced the 2017 date, May 1st. And that turns out to be a 21-person group that has the charge of asking the public to make recommendations for what they want in a new pier. And then they'll collate that and then they'll send it to the city and say, this is what the people want. Find some designs for it. Because he finally did it, it's a compromise.
Okay, the compromise is that he did indeed do it, but he did not do it on the deadline that he had set for himself.
That's right.
One more promise that you have listed as broken, and that's for a task force recommendation for what the pier should look like. The mayor said he'd have it by April 2014. It's May.
Right. And, he had this April 2014 date when he was saying that it was going to be in place by January 2nd. That was his inauguration day. So obviously, you know, when it's May 1st and you're announcing something that was supposed to be ready by April, that's a promise broken.
And when did he say he would have recommendations now under his new schedule?
Well, that timeline kind of changes sometime, but the task force was supposed to have 3 months to ask the public for what they wanted.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. So what's, again, our target date for a new pier in St. Pete?
Last I heard, it was 2017, but everything's a moving target.